BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Well, someone's in a good mood.
Oh, the tide has turned, William. The future's looking bright.
And what's that you're painting?
The fortune-telling booth. You know, the one from the Ambridge Fete. I picked it up from the village hall. No one will notice it ain't there.
And what are you going to do with it?
This, son, will be part of the next stage of the Bartleby experience.
I don't get it.
When people turn up to see him, they come to the booth, cross my palm with silver, then get a special message from Bartleby. The personal touch, see?
Well, and George takes videos?
Nah, they take their own videos.
You just take the money.
Something like that.
And George is happy with this?
He will be.
Hadn't you better ask him first?
Oh, he'll be thanking me by the end of the week.
Oh, Jacob. I'm starting to think you might be following me.
No, of course not. I've got to pick up something for this dinner Kate's organising tonight.
Oh, what is this dinner my sister's organising?
Oh, it's for Miranda and Brian. It's her way of trying to say sorry for being a bit, well, you know, over the top when she met Miranda the other week.
Oh, I see. Kate can be a little too much at times, can't she?
That's a polite way of saying it.
Well, from what I've heard, Miranda gave Kate quite a run for her money too.
It did sound that way, and that's why I really don't want to go.
It could be fun.
I don't know why Kate's insisting I'm there.
Oh, you might enjoy it, watching them spar off each other.
I just want a relaxing night, you know. Bad enough at the practice with Paul and Denise squabbling over the display boards.
Oh, well, it better not keep you from your errands then, or I'll have Kate to deal with.
Why don't you come along as well?
No, it sounds like it's a couple sort of thing.
No, it really isn't.
I wouldn't want to feel like a spare part.
Right, I might need you there for support.
Miranda might feel a bit overwhelmed if another of Dad's children just turns up.
I don't think Miranda gets overwhelmed.
No, probably not. But I was planning on making the most of the quiet with Martha away.
And I did wonder if it might be better for you to be around people at the moment.
Yeah, you might be right, yes. I suppose I should get to know Miranda more, seeing as she's becoming a part of my dad's life.
That's great. I'll let Kate know then.
George, what are you doing here? I thought you were going straight to Bridge Farm.
I wanted to check on Bartleby first.
You're going to be late now, though, aren't you?
I need some breakfast.
Come to get your grandma to feed you, you mean?
We have got food in our house.
Grandpa, make sure you take this sign down by Bartleby today. I don't want it in any videos.
Really?
Have you seen how many views we're getting, Dad? We'll be living the dream in no time.
So, why do you want it taken down soon? I reckon it might be helping to get those views.
It's damaging the brand.
What brand?
And it's tacky. My videos are about how slick this operation is, how professional.
Your grandpa wants to ask you something, actually, don't you, Dad?
Quick then, or I'll be late for work.
Dad?
Yeah, well, I could do with a hand moving this booth further into the field later, George, if you've got 5 minutes.
What?
Your grandpa's got a new idea.
What's going on?
You tell him, Dad.
What are you up to now?
Maximising assets, I think the term is.
Well, someone tell me what's going on here.
When people turn up to see Bartleby, they can cross Dad's palm with silver.
Yeah, I'll be sitting in the fortune-telling booth.
And they get their fortune told.
What?
Bartleby tells their fortune.
And they get to video it too, don't they, Dad?
That's right. A personal message straight from the horse's mouth, like, for an extra fee.
Oh, you're ruining everything.
I'm expanding the business.
Destroying it, more like.
How do you work that out?
Bartleby is a social media sensation.
And now we're adding in merchandise.
Actually, I'm not sure you are, Dad.
You just don't get it, do you?
Well, go easy on your grandpa, George.
No, I won't go easy on him. I'm on the brink here. Over 300,000 views. Have you any idea what sort of money I'm going to make from this?
It'll take time to build, though.
It's already coming in.
Is it?
Yes, it is. And do you know what that sort of money will do for this family?
I'm just trying to make us a bit more, that's all.
You're not, though. If people take their own videos, we're not in control of distribution. Why can't you understand that? You're wrecking it. Dad, You were only saying a couple of weeks ago that the Grundy get-rich-quick schemes never work. So what are you doing egging him on?
Maybe we should listen to him, Dad.
Oh, I'm out of here. And Grandpa had better get rid of that sign and this stupid booth before I get back.
Oi, careful, that don't belong to us. Oh, William, you help me move the booth to the field then if George won't.
Dad, you never listen, do you?
There you go, Miranda. One extra dry martini.
Oh, just how I like it.
It's a lovely surprise to see you here as well, Alice.
Oh, Jakob said I wouldn't be intruding.
Of course you're not intruding. Why would you ever think such a thing?
Well, I know Kate wanted it to just be the four of you.
Nonsense. No, I'm pleased Jakob asked you. Kate is too.
Well, I'll go see if they need a hand in the kitchen.
No, Alice, please, sit down.
It's so nice to have a chance to get to know you.
Well, I promise I won't interrogate you like Kate did. Oh. Sounded a bit full on from what I've heard.
Oh, I don't know about that. It was rather fun.
I think Miranda's worked out by now that my family can be a little, how shall I put it, overpowering.
I'm not overpowering.
You've had your moments, darling.
Dad!
I'm only joking. More the merrier.
Should I be expecting any more of the Aldridge clan to turn up, then?
Adam isn't going to make an appearance, is he?
No, not as far as I'm aware.
Nothing would surprise me, though. I mean, there could be a knock at the door any moment, and Rory standing there with his suitcase from London, and Debbie beside him all the way from Hungary.
Am I causing such a stir? I do hope so.
But I think Jakob just took pity on me, that's all.
Why? Is everything all right?
Yeah, everything's fine, Dad.
Why would he take pity on you, then? Has you know who been making contact again? You need to tell me if he has.
No, Dad, it's all fine. I just bumped into Jakob earlier, and he knows Martha's away with Chris. I think he felt a bit sorry for me being all on my own, that's all.
Well, if Harry starts making an appearance, you must let me know.
Yeah, of course I will.
Or if there's anything else you're worried about.
Dad, you'll frighten Miranda off at this rate.
I think Jakob is in Kate's bad books, isn't he? Forgetting the wine like he did. Luckily, I bought extra.
Well, I'll set the table, shall I?
Right, calm down, George, or you'll have that sign fly off and cause an accident. Grandpa completely ignored me, and now he's turned it into a joke.
I think he just doesn't get it. You know, he thinks he's lending a hand.
Did you help him bring the booth up here?
No, I didn't.
Well, you must have done. This isn't some Grundy gimmick, Dad. This is going to be life-changing.
I did not help him move the booth, son.
But you didn't stop him, neither.
Fair play. And I do think he's gone a bit too far.
Leave that sign alone, George.
Come and meet me.
George.
I told you to have it down by the time I finished at Bridge Farm.
It's a good job I didn't. We had a rush on this afternoon.
Don't you dare come near Bartleby again, Grandpa.
You can't say that, George.
I can, and I have. He's off the project.
That's a very foolish move you're making there, young man.
Too late, I've made it.
Oh, you'll regret that in a minute when I tell you how much money I made.
Really?
You should have been here, son. They love the booth.
George, put down the hammer.
I'm going to smash up the booth.
Hold your horses,
okay,
sunshine.
Calm down, George.
And you're upsetting Bartleby.
Let's just hear what your grandpa's got to say first.
I don't want to hear what he's got to say.
Well, I do.
Up they came to the booth. What do you want from Bartleby? I asked. Look, some wanted to know if they'd get a new job. Others wanted help finding love. It seems Bartleby here has taken on magical powers.
Yeah, I like that.
Dad!
I started at a tenner, then gave 20 a go. And by the end of the afternoon, they were handing me 30 quid a time for a message from Bartleby.
30 quid cash in hand?
I know. I never thought they'd pay that.
What I'm doing will get us shed loads more. Thousands, I reckon. Sort us all out for life.
Really?
But not if Grandpa carries on like this.
We can do both things, can't we?
No, we can't. If people take their own videos, they get the views and we lose the money. I keep telling you, but you won't listen. You're messing it all up.
Hold up. Dad, are you planning on giving George any of the money you made today?
I've got copyright on Bartleby's voice.
How'd you work that one out?
Well, I invented it, didn't I? And I was the one doing all the work while you were away doing whatever it was you were doing.
Look, I think we're forgetting we're a team here. A family.
Well, Bartleby hasn't told me he's upset.
And I think we're forgetting Bartleby can't talk.
And we can't let money get in the way of that.
There won't be any big money now he's messed it up.
I made a right watch today.
Then I suggest that you split it with George and shake hands.
Oh, How about 10%?
50%, and we draw a line under it. So long as it stops now.
Nice one, Dad.
Oh, you're making a big mistake, son.
And you make sure you do some good with it.
Like what?
I don't know. Think of someone other than yourself. Treat your mum.
To what?
Take her out for a fancy meal or something.
At least I'm not the only one who's been accosted by Linda Snail to have a go at maypole dancing on Sunday.
Kate's actually looking forward to it, but I might have to make sure I'm on call and completely unavailable.
A wise man indeed.
Darling, you're missing all the fun. What is Kate doing out there?
She's doing decaf alcohol-free Irish coffees with plant cream.
Oh. Sounds absolutely...
delicious.
Are you glad you came tonight, Alice?
Oh, I'm so glad. The food's been incredible. Kate's such a clever cook.
That's certainly an inventive one.
Oh, I haven't eaten so much in a long time.
The South African banana bread just melted in the mouth.
Well, Kate always makes that when she wants to feel her children are close by.
Oh, very touching. Brian, you have two amazing daughters. Oh.
Yes, I have. I know. And Debbie's pretty special too. Oh. We make a great family.
Oh, stop. You'll have me in tears, Dad.
The Aldridges seem to have lost their powers of persuasion tonight, though, Miranda, if you've not yet been recruited to join the pub quiz tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you must come, Miranda. We're very competitive.
Yeah, but I find them so tedious, and people take them far too seriously.
True, but we've promised Lillian we'll be there to make sure there are enough teams.
Oh, is she going to be hosting the quiz?
I think so, yes.
Ah, now that might make it a little more interesting.
Have you thought of a name for the team yet?
Oh, what about Champion, after Martha's pony?
We might look a little overconfident calling ourselves Team Champion.
If I agree to be part of the team, I will be expecting us to win.
Ooh, it sounds like you're just as competitive as we are, Miranda.
I never go into anything expecting to lose.
Exactly.
Well, why not just call ourselves Team Aldridge, then?
Ah, now that would be something, wouldn't it, when Lillian sees me walk in with Team Aldridge?
But I'm not an Aldridge.
Oh, but you are, Jacob.
I'm really not.
I'm out of ideas. Someone else will have to come up with one.
Jacob is an Aldridge, isn't he, Dad?
Well, strictly speaking, no, he isn't. No,
of course he is. He's part of this family. And Miranda can be an honorary member for the night.
Sounds perfect, Alice.
Whatever Dad says, you're like a brother to me, Jacob. Always there when I need you. Thank you.
That's lovely, isn't it, Brian?
It is, yes.
Well, toast to Jacob, then.
To Jacob.
Yes, yes. Cheers, Jacob.
Cheers.
Wie Führung in Zeiten der Unsicherheiten und der multiplen Krisen geht, darüber sprechen wir in unserem Führungspodcast. Ich bin Kai Dierke.
Und ich bin Anke Huben. Seit 25 Jahren sind wir Vorstandsberater. Wir beantworten die Führungsfragen unserer Zeit, inspirierend und informativ.
Wir räumen mit den Mythen der Führung auf. Und wir geben an aktuellen Beispielen aus Wirtschaft und Politik konkrete Lösungsansätze.
Dierke und Huben, der Führungspodcast. Jetzt reinhören und souverän an der Spitze agieren.